This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, I know some of you are either dealing with extreme temperatures that are very cold, or you're in the heat. And so it goes when you live in different parts of the United States. Speaking of the heat is on to make the deadline to get that cabinet shaped up. Trump today, the president-elect, met with the Silicon Gang. He met with tech executives. Pretty interesting, I have to say. Apparently that conversation was interesting. His kids were on hand as well, so there's been some play about that. Sheryl Sandberg was one of the people from Facebook in the meeting. You had top execs from Amazon and Tesla and Apple and Alphabet, and they met with the president-elect. Mike Pence was also there. Peter Thiel was there as well. And the main areas discussed: jobs, immigration, and China. Trump, and the tech leaders also, I guess, brushed up on vocational training, infrastructure projects, reparation of foreign assets, that kind of thing. And they might be the biggest boon to Silicon Valley. Apple has alone $200 billion parked overseas, so how about that? So it was all about tech. Justin Duckham from Talk Media joining us each and every show, it seems, where we talk to Justin a lot, certainly out of Washington. All the action is in New York, Justin. And the action this day for Trump, a lot of it was meeting with the Silicon Valley folks. And I wonder what they were really thinking. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall, actually. But it seems like go ahead.
No, I mean, absolutely. This was a pretty interesting meeting, and we have gotten some pretty interesting readouts coming out of it as well. Trump was portraying this largely as an olive branch to the community, saying that his goal as president is to make business interests soar. But with Silicon Valley, you have a much different approach to a lot of these issues than Trump put in the campaign trail, primarily when it comes to visas for high-skilled workers, something that the tech industry has been very protective of, have urged quite a few lawmakers to keep in place and expand as well. So that was one of the big issues that came up today, and something that Silicon Valley is certainly afraid will be on the chopping block once Donald Trump starts moving forward with his immigration reform platform. So a lot of concern coming out of that, and that's been kind of driving most of the takeaway from that one.
How about this? Rentz Priebus is talking about, or giving little hints, that the White House daily briefings might change. So obviously they don't really care that much about the media. You know that because Trump will tweet out liars and all that other sort of thing. So are there going to be less briefings?
That's what they suggested, but I have my doubts on that. First of all, Trump is obviously somebody who enjoys cameras. That's been something that's been a sort of the defining aspect of his career. They could decide to roll back some of the briefings. That is within their, purview. And with the last president that came in, we saw certain things being changed and scuttled, such as a morning gaggle that took place wherein people would just kind of crowd into the press secretary's office to ask questions to kind of start the day off. We're still trying to see where exactly that's going to be moving forward. But some of the suggestions that are coming out from Priebus and others just don't seem very realistic. The White House doesn't have the right to take away anybody's credentials, like it has been reported for a while, a block of media organizations. That's decided by a third party, the White House Correspondents Association. Nor do they have the ability to really rearrange your seats like they suggested, which is, also a decision from the White House Correspondents Association. So there is a very powerful voice that's representing the reporters in the White House. There are similar organizations in the Pentagon and the Capitol that advance these interests. So whatever changes they try to make, either at Congress or in the Pentagon or in the White House, it's going to be met with a pretty robust and organized response.
Yeah, I would imagine. Big news today, probably the biggest, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, and we haven't seen that since 2008. What does that mean? That's huge.
This is something that a lot of economists were, keeping a pretty close eye on for quite some time to see when exactly this is going to, take place. Initially, it was believed to be taking place much sooner in the year when there was, when it looked like the economy was rebounding pretty heavily. But then we saw some GDP growth that was a little bit disappointing in terms of the numbers that came out there. And then once again, it was pushed back until today. So, obviously a kind of sign that the economy has improved from where it was back in 2008. Coinciding with the tail end of Obama's presidency, which, you can draw from that what you will. But overall, a pretty interesting response today coming from Janet Yellen.
Boy, no kidding. We kept hearing that something was going to happen, and then this has been months, and then all of a sudden, boom, there you go. And I guess the last thing is this Tillerson and the whole Exxon deal. You and I talked about that, and we talked about confirmation hearings. So when does that all roll out? That obviously happens, the tail end of January, because he's not even inaugurated until then.
Well, not exactly. Before Obama was inaugurated, we saw a number of confirmation hearings being held for a good number of members of Obama's cabinet. The confirmation itself can't be performed until after the election, I believe, after the new Congress is sworn in. We did see Eric Holder go up for an early confirmation hearing, Hillary Clinton as well. So we could be surprised and see a confirmation hearing for at least one of the candidates before Inauguration Day.
All right, so we might see that. Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So the transition continues. We have the interest rates go up. We have the tech dudes hanging out with Trump in New York, certainly. And then there was news that, okay, let's make this clear. The number one item on Trump's list is to repeal Obamacare. Repeal and replace Obamacare. That is first on the list. Priebus has said that. That's what their legislative agenda is, to jump on that within the first 9 months and then to get through tax reform. That is going to be a ton of work, a cabinet secretary appointments, a Supreme Court appointment, the Senate calendar, all that sort of dealio that you have to get through, that you have to cut through. But number one on the list is absolutely Obamacare, is doing something about it right away. So it'll be interesting to see that all happen in the fishbowl and how quickly solutions happen, how quickly that may or may not be turned around. Did the Russian hacks decide the election? Would you believe there is a poll on whether or not you, me, and the guy down the street, I don't know, did I get a phone call? Did you get a phone call? Did the Russians for elections? We're talking about it next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What's the buzz across the land? What do I consider to be buzz-worthy? How about this? Uber, Uber, Uber. California tells Uber, stop self-driving car tests. So how is that? What does that mean? Well, it means that the DMV told Uber to stop doing that. Right? We have enough problems. Stop doing it. And the reason why is because Uber is planning to start picking up people in self-driving Volvos who hit a roadblock, and they did, thanks to the California Department of Motor Vehicles. They sent them a cease and desist, which is legalese for stop it or we're going to sue you, for operating without a permit. So no permit, no can do. They got to stop it. Isn't that interesting, right? 20 companies have received permits to test on California roads, Google, Tesla, Ford, and a bunch of others, but not Uber. So they've got to get that permit or they can't do it. Uber is not, by the way, working toward a car that has no steering wheels, pedals, or need for a human driver, but they're pursuing technology that apparently does provide a significant level of driver assistance while demanding some driver oversight. Well, that stinks. If you want a self-driving car, why would you do the Uber thing in the first place? Uber is Uber. Am I right? Of course. How about this? Patriot fans and Deflategate. Oh, did that drag on forever? Deflated footballs. Was I sick of talking about PSIs and deflated footballs? So check this out. Winter meetings. for the NFL. In Irving, Texas, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league didn't follow up on the New York Giants' complaint about the Pittsburgh Steelers using underinflated footballs on December 4th in a game after determining that they properly followed protocol for testing and handling the balls. His explanation for dismissing the Giants' assessment was that the balls were below PSI. So how crazy is that? We went through that whole Patriot deflate gate, and then they just like blew off what happened, the Steelers deal, the Giants and the Steelers. However, the Giants organization and the Steelers organization both said, it's much ado about nothing. We don't care. And, you know, this whole equipment staff testing them on the sidelines and were they there? Was the minimum air in it and all of that sort of stuff? I mean, look, remember the AFC Championship game, that was a big issue. And one of the things that the Patriots raised was this Wells report that had the results of a multi-million-dollar investigation that led to the Patriots' star, Tom Brady, being suspended for 4 games. And then there was a fine and all that whole sort of thing. So it does seem kind of ridiculous. You're punishing the Patriots, but then you're just blowing off this. We have this new thing that we want to check on PSIs and how much the footballs are inflated, but we're just going to blow it off when it's not convenient. Yeah, that's buzzworthy. If I'm in New England, I'm a huge Patriot fan. Some of you are listening to us in New Hampshire. You're not happy about that. How about this? Would you like to ride in the boss's car? How about would you like to own the boss's car? So check it out right now while you're listening to me. Go to your computer, flip open your iPad, which really should be on. You just have to press the button. And look at the 57 Chevy on sale on eBay. It's Bruce Springsteen's. It is. After the Springsteen band finished Born to Run, they signed the inside of his piano and left it for Marilyn Rocky, the boss's landlord at the time. The whereabouts of the piano is a mystery, but the 57 Chevrolet Bel Air convertible is being offered on eBay. It was his first car. He bought the car in 75 for $2,000. And so think about that. The image of him in the car, I have to say, is very cool. The car is really super cool. He sold it in 76 because it drew too much attention to him. Then he got a Corvette, apparently, yada, 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 because he became famous. So people recognized the car, so that was the end of that. So the Chevy was sold for $468,000 in 2011. The current bidding on eBay is up to $75,000 if I'm right on that. Wow. I will tell you, the car is cool. But I don't know. Would you go on eBay and pony up that money for the boss's car? I'm just thinking. I was also thinking of this today. I mean, every year we come to the end of the year and we talk about the people that we've lost. And it really was a pretty sad and notable year. And passages included the great David Bowie. Oh, David Bowie. His music spanned mega generations. How about from the sports world, Muhammad Ali? Besides Muhammad Ali, we just talked about this the other day, Fidel Castro. For 47 years, he had the grip on that island nation. There is much history with Castro and his buddies. Actress Patty Duke played a lot of interesting roles. She died this year. John Glenn, we just lost John Glenn. the first American to orbit the Earth, and later a four-term U.S. senator from Ohio, dying at the age of 95. I mentioned this story, but I had the chance to interview him when I was just a kid coming out of school, and I was a TV reporter, and he couldn't have been more gracious. We were at Sandia, actually, in Albuquerque. Florence Henderson, TV mom, the Brady Bunch. I could say brunch and bunch at the same time. She died right before Thanksgiving. I mean, she was the ultimate TV mom. Everybody knew Florence Henderson, it seems, right? Oh, and this was sad. Gwen Ifill, American journalist. She really shattered a lot of barriers, died in November, too. She was absolutely a trailblazer. Absolutely. Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird. She died. Harper Lee's book, To Kill a Mockingbird, not only won a Pulitzer Prize, it sold more than 30 million copies in English, and it remains in print, selling more than a million copies a year and in every school in America. Wow. Amazing. The great Arnold Palmer. Oh, I was so sad. Another person I had the pleasure, I'll say, of interviewing. He was incredible. He had Arnie's Army. He had the masses interested in what he was doing. He died at the age of 87. He was the everyman. Prince. Prince dying in April. What a shocker. Prince passing away. Nancy Reagan had an impact in so many ways. She died in March. Scalia, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. That was a shocker. Back in February, first Italian-American to serve on the court when he was named by President Reagan in 86. Three decades on the court. Sad as well, Pat Summitt, legendary coach. Won more games than anyone in college basketball history. She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, as were many of the names I mentioned. She was awarded it in 2012. She never had a losing season in 38 years. But in 2011, she shocked the world and she announced that she would continue for a while at the University of Tennessee, despite the fact that she had a diagnosis of early onset dementia. Very sad. Gene Wilder. Oh, you think of the brilliance, Willy Wonka, the brilliance of Gene Wilder. Unforgettable, Young Frankenstein. If you haven't seen it, rent it. It's fabulous. Those are just a few of the notables that we lost in 2016. Buzzworthy as we come to the end of the year. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Catches up to us. Do you even have a calendar? There's a question. I laughed to myself when I was out the other day and I saw the calendar pushers where they had the old-fashioned kind that you used to hang on a wall. I wonder how many people listening to America Tonight, be honest, do you have a wall-hanging calendar? Do you have a desk calendar? Do you even have a calendar? Are you looking in your phone and that's how you find out what the date is? I have to admit, I hardly ever know the date because I don't have a calendar. I have a black calendar book, and I'll look at that, but I look at the days. I don't focus on the date. So I'm curious, and I will find out the answer to this question, if calendar sales have fallen on the floor because less people maybe are buying calendars or no. Maybe people still want to see the date in front of their face, have it hung up somewhere to remind themselves in a kitchen, in an office, in a wherever. And I think as much as we love technology And trust me, I do, and I've got a phone, it's got everything in it. But there is something, that's why writing things down to remember them, I know you all do this, don't tell me you don't. Somebody can tell you blah, 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 whatever. You are grabbing a pen, something, unless you work at GCN in the studio because they can never find any pens. But I'm always threatening to, like, find tons of pens and just send them there, like 1,000. But I think writing things down makes you retain it. So maybe that's the same thing with a date. If you would see it in front of your face every day, you would remember it. Speaking of remembering it and speaking of writing things down, there still is a thing called newspapers. Some of them have pretty decent subscriptions bases, and others are more about the electronic side. I mean, but all of them have an electronic side, a way to get the paper electronically. That's the only way they can, I think, stay in business. The New York Post is sort of the salacious rag, if you will, if you go to New York City. You can get it in other places, too, but they always have the interesting covers. So this time around on the New York Post, they've got, this is what it says in the New York Post. They have a story about Madam Secretary further muddles Hell's Angels parking space drama. Now, what could that possibly mean? Well, here's the deal. There's a show called Madam Secretary. And so that's who they're talking about. They're talking about that show. They said the crew for that CBS show lined about 30 cones up and down East 3rd Street where the bikers, you know, the Hell's Angels bikers digs are for a film shoot on Wednesday. At one point, 5 cones were stationed right in front of a motorcycle gang's command post where days earlier a biker shot a guy in the stomach for daring to move a traffic cone. Oh, so this film crew is crazy. They started filming Tuesday into Wednesday, and they needed to hold the parking for the production, all the production cars that they have. So the bikers were not happy about the parking situation. So what do you do when you're Mr. Big Bad TV show guy and you have to calm down Hell's Angels? What do you do? Hand them some cash? I mean, again, remember, you had somebody that was shot when he moved a couple of the cones that were put outside their clubhouse so his car could move around a giant, like, truck that was blocking the street. And they think a prospective angel was the shooter. But then you have the Madam Secretary crew members who are saying that the motorcycle gang, they're just a bunch of overgrown kids. I don't know. I'd be careful with those Hell's Angels, and I would film fast. I would tell the actors, you memorize your lines. You're getting paid thousands and thousands of dollars. So memorize the lines and don't have a bunch of retakes because we don't want to mess with that. All right, I talked about this Russian hacking deal and also the poll on the hacking. So I got to give you the payoff to that. So they take a poll. Do you think the election was rigged because of these hacks, these Russian hacks? I think people are still trying to sort that out. There was a survey that was released, a new Fox News poll, in fact, that showed since Trump was elected November 8th, the survey found 59% of voters feel hopeful about the election outcome, 37% feel angry, 30% feel depressed. Okay, so whatever. Russian hacks. On the issue of Russian meddling in the election, 59% of the voters believe Moscow's hacks did not make a difference. Did you hear the number I said? 59%. 32% think they helped Trump. More than one-third of the voters have a positive outlook for this president. This whole thing of the Russian hacks, it's not going to change anything. Is it going to change anything? No. NBC is saying Putin personally involved in the election hacks. They say he has a vendetta against Hillary Clinton that has been known for a long time because of what she said about his elections back in the parliamentary elections of 2011. That's a former ambassador to Russia, Mike McFaul. He says that that's the problem, that he absolutely wanted to tank her, and he did. McFaul said that it is very consistent with the Putin that he saw and watched and he used to work with when he was an ambassador in the government and seeing the other side of it, that this is what it is, that the intel shows that the information the United States relied upon in October when all 17 intelligence agencies signed on to a statement attributing the Democratic National Committee hack to Russia, that this is credible, that he wants to discredit American democracy and make us weaker in terms of leading the liberal democratic order. And that he most certainly likes Putin's views on Russia. So that's kind of interesting. The poll says, nah, we don't think that that really tanked the election. Enough people said that anyway. Then you have NBC's report saying that that definitely happened. But in the end, it doesn't matter. It's not going to change the... It's not going to change the outcome for somebody who wants a different outcome. There is not a do-over in this election. I mean, that's it. Done. Over with. Gone. That's it. Let me say it again. Over with, gone, done. So anyway, Putin personally involved in the attacks, Russia having an effect on our election. Really, do you think that's what it's about? I'm curious. All right, if we check in, because I like to go east and west and everywhere in between, if I were to look at the Seattle Times, and we got a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Washington, what would I see? Well, I would see that light snow is possible in the Seattle area. That's what I would see. People love to talk about snow. They like to get a little bit of snow. Not if it's inconvenient for them, however. So there's a slight chance of snowfall, freezing temperatures hanging around western Washington this week. That's one of the big stories. Then there is a slew of others that are buzzworthy. I'm going to say that word again. This is more about what's in the headlines, but still buzzworthy because it would have to be, or at least the newspaper editors think so, and that's why they put them in there. How about this? Under this new proposal, the standard driver's licenses won't be good at airport security in 2018. So if you need to change something, you know, like if you have no passport, which I'm sure plenty of people don't have passports, you might have to go get a passport, pony up the money for the passport just to be able to prove who you are, because this is what they're saying. Two legislative leaders, one Democrat, one Republican, they proposed a bill to bring Washington into compliance with a federal law that requires changes to how driver's licenses are issued. So what does that mean? If Washington does not take action to comply with the 2005 Real ID Act, standard states driver's licenses will begin in 2018, no longer be sufficient ID for federal purposes like military base or to board a plane, because they don't require proof of citizenship or legal status to get a driver's license. That's the deal. So it's one of three states not in compliance with the federal law. So the bill proposed by a couple of people, someone from Yakima, Curtis King, Senator Curtis King, Representative Judy Clyburn, Mercer Island, and then there's a few others that jumped on that. Under the bill and under the law now, state residents can get an enhanced driver's license or ID card, and you don't have to have citizenship, but they're saying forget about it. So now starting in 2018, they're going to have to pony up and you're going to have to do something a little bit different to have the correct ID. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Last segment for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How about this? New stories, new gossip emerging, political gossip about Mitt Romney. A CNN report says that Mitt Romney refused to apologize. It cost him Secretary of State. And the specifics of it are that Romney would not apologize for his past remarks about the president-elect. And that was a sticky point that could have led to his being denied that job. There are some sources, according to CNN, who say that Romney's decision to look forward but not backward played a large part in that process that ended up with Trump going with Rex Tillerson from Exxon, the Exxon CEO, instead. Trump's close aides, Kellyanne Conway and Stephen Bannon, and others didn't think Romney's verbal attacks on Trump earlier this year were forgivable. So that's could be true. I'm sure that there were discussions about it. That's why you have a vetting team. And I thought, given what we have from Trump as far as, you know, tweets and responses to people who you know, haven't been, weren't kind to him during the election or whatever. You know, that's part of the whole process. The election process is the nastiness that goes on, whether it should or not. It's been there forever. And I think he understands that, but I guess some of, you know, if it's too much of a low blow, then of course, you're, what are you going to get? You're not going to get, you're certainly not going to get, him saying that, it's okay, it's fine. Because that's not how Trump rolls, but his team is, you know, his team is the ones helping to vet, too. So they have to have feelings about some of the things that were said. Anyway, he is a prolific tweeter, as you know. And so we do have a little version of Tweet This with President Trump. He's got 17.3 million followers, which is amazing. He's tweeted a lot, 34.1 thousand tweets, huge number. And what he tweeted out 12 hours ago, Bill Gates and Jim Brown in my Trump Tower office yesterday, two great guys. Then he had, thank you, Wisconsin. My administration will be focused on three important words, jobs, jobs, jobs. So he had a picture of that. Then there was a picture of Trump that said, join me this Saturday at, this was just the other day, at the stadium in Mobile, Alabama. Thank you. He's part of the thank you tour. And that's coming up. And then, you know, you go from there with the, with what the tweets are for Trump. Because, you know, every day it's a Trump festival of tweets. It's an embarrassment of riches, as my friend would say, an embarrassment of riches. But just as a curiosity, what else is trending on Twitter? And what's trending on Twitter includes One World of Christmas, like 13,000 tweets, one word off Christmas it is. And so that means it's just like one word. Get it? Just one word. And that's what you're supposed to have, whatever it is. And apparently not so easy to come up with that one word, right? But that is trending pretty high. Let's just put it that way. If you were to go and look, that's what you would see, that what is trending on Twitter pretty darn high. All right, how about this? It's sort of an odds and ends deal. You know, we've talked about this. We talked about Russian hacks. Do you think the Russians destroyed the election process? Do you think Putin was involved? What's the agenda for the president-elect? It's Obamacare. That's top of the list. Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. Then there is this story about from the military, at Trump picked Michael Flynn, and the shared classified information. So Trump's incoming national security advisor inappropriately shared classified intel with foreign military personnel. That's according to something that just surfaced in an inquiry. He, of course, is the controversial head of. He's controversial for that pick, and he was the controversial head of intelligence for the coalition in Afghanistan. They say he unintentionally violated intelligence regulations when serving as the Army's deputy chief of staff. Not a lot of details, however, on this. Just that he inappropriately shared classified info with foreign military officers and people in Afghanistan. So, of course, this is going to get very, very big play, and he'll be scrutinized. It's part of the whole thing. This would be something to scrutinize. Then there was a story about airstrikes and the fact that, do you know how many airstrikes that we've had? I was shocked, but not shocked about this, but the number of airstrikes, they say, is up to 17,000. 1,000 airstrikes. While we say 75% of ISIS fighters have been killed, that's why you have that high number, trying to wipe out ISIS is what now is being said. But I think there's going to be some splaining to do in that one. When you think of the air campaign, started by the U.S., started in 2014, 17,000 strikes against ISIS targets. Most of them by U.S. planes. Only 4,500 were carried out by other members of the coalition, of course. Attempts to take out the ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, have been fallen off the map, fallen short. Although he hasn't been seen publicly in years, they say. But that he released an audio message last month that they could prove. Is 17,000 strikes too much? And then you look at Aleppo. Could you have a more dire humanitarian crisis? You've got the Syrian government ready to retake the city after this wild crackdown on rebels. And tens of thousands of people who are fleeing, have fled and are fleeing. How many people have hung back to do what? But imagine for a second, you have to grab whatever you grab and your family, and you've got to get out of Dodge. What is that like? How quickly can you do it? That's pretty much what we're talking about. And I don't know about you, but it's not a comfortable feeling. We started with hacks, we'll end with hacks, to be hacked into. Do you know Yahoo says data stolen from 1 billion accounts? You think it can't get any worse? They disclose this. A new breach. The breach dates back to 2013. And they say an unauthorized third party stole user data from more than 1 billion accounts in August of 2013. Names, lists, addresses, anything you can imagine. Did Yahoo take enough precautions? There's the question to ask. Yahoo's stock dumped 2.5% in the after-hours trading on Wednesday after that was disclosed. Remember, negative news tanks the markets. So thanks to Yahoo, let the bleeding begin. Because if you can't secure people's personal information, why do they want to come to you in the first place? And the answer is, guess what? They don't. They don't want to come to you is the answer. I want to thank you for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Thanks.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.